Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you've just joined, Coffee Talks are the short in-between episodes where we read your listener-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what is going on in our personal practices.
If you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you could send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story you think the community would love to hear. If writing out an entire thing is just not your jam and you're a voice note girly and gender neutral, you can actually send us like a voicemail of your story, and we will play it back on the podcast. Now, yep. There is a 3-minute cap, and if it cuts you off, just call us back. We'll put it together. But that number is 351-207-0799. Be sure to let us know if we can share your name or if you prefer us not to. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit.
100%. So this week, Maria and I, we're going to talk about ghosts. Yeah. We don't have enough stories this week to justify a full episode on your listener submitted stories. So, hey, send us your voicemails. Send us your stories. We want to hear them, baby. That being said, Maria, what's going on with you, girl?
Oh, my gosh.
What's going on with you, girl? Oh, wait, before you tell us what's going on with you. We need to tell everyone that last week we had a live episode, which you probably listened to. You probably did, because you're our number one fan. Hey, great job. but we're going to be keeping that up. And next month, our next live episode is going to be with Juwan and Joshua, who we met at Windy City. Uh-huh. It's going to be really fun. We're going to talk about ghost experiences and ghost stories. And I mean, I'm going to be getting promo up, you know, when Joshua gets his shit together and sends me his headshot. Josh, if you're listening, I know you're not, but you need to get me that headshot.
Look, he's a busy boy. Okay.
He's a busy boy.
We got it.
But we've got a lot of really cool stuff coming up, and we really enjoyed having the live episode. We love getting to interact with you guys while we were doing it. I also recently found out that we can push it to YouTube, which makes it so much easier to link. Uh-huh. So all the ones moving forward are going to be pushed to YouTube. We're going to try to do it at least once a month. Uh-huh. It's going to be great. So yeah, can't wait to continue that. That being said, Maria, what's going on with you, girl?
Well, okay. So, you know, things get so weird around this time of year. And as I said, like on previous podcasts, like I feel like spirits and stuff like that were very respectful of me last year with me being very, very ill. And so I had experiences, but it was very sparse. But this year they're like, oh, we're going to make up for lost time, bestie. but I think it was like a couple nights ago. Me and my wife, we listened to white noise as we're sleeping, and I was just kind of, I couldn't fall asleep, and I was just kind of like listening out, and I heard like someone just trying to have like a full out conversation. It was like a woman's voice, and I was just like laying there trying to pick up on words, but it just was not computing. It was very strange, and I was like, this one's just, because it felt like it wasn't a conversation with me, you know, trying to get my attention. It was just kind of like someone reading out something, to be honest. There was like no breaks or anything. It was just like the same woman voice, just like droning on and on and on and on about something, which I need to do a reading on. I haven't done that yet, but I need to. But it was very weird. And it did go away eventually. Like, it just kind of, like, tapered down. Like, it wasn't like someone just stopped talking. It literally was like someone took the volume and went, like, you know. Yeah. And my grandma was visiting, as if you listen to previous
every
seasons.
Year.
Every year, she stands over my dishes and is like, why haven't you done these yet?
What you doing, girl?
Because my grandma was, you do dishes directly after dinner. You have a clean sink and you're done for the night.
Cannot
relate,
done.
Grandma. But But she did, like, as I said, she was there like daily, but she went away because my brother and my sister-in-law just had a nibbling.
Yeah, while she's at my house. Isn't that so fun and amazing?
And they look exactly like my brother, which I'm sure thrills my sister-in-law. But yes, I do think my grandma went over there to watch on baby because, unfortunately, baby, it was an NCIU baby. Like, had been watched over and taken care of, which was very scary. But she's home now, so very good. But me and my wife, we were going upstairs to bed. I think this was actually before I went and visited you. We heard a kid giggle as we were going up the staircase.
You told me this, so it was definitely before you came to visit me.
And my wife, who she likes to call herself like a Shaniac, if you guys watch Ryan and Shane, like she's like, even though she totally believes, she just like, it scares her. So she tries to be like, no, 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 it's nothing. It was just a kid outside. No, this like giggle came from somewhere in the house. But she like turns around and like looks at me and I look at her and I was like, you heard that, right? And she's like, I didn't hear anything. But we've also been seeing like a lot of shadows in the house too, just kind of like out of the corner of our eye and like moving. But I'm waiting for like bigger things to happen because they just seem, it just seems to all be amping up. As I said, it really does feel they're like, oh, you're feeling better? Oh, great. We're going to come visit. Perfect. We're going to come stop by.
We've been waiting for
great
this.
Hostess. But I think, yeah, that's like the major things. Nothing like super crazy, but like really. I don't know. I like this season. Like, this doesn't scare me. Like, it's just kind of cool. But how about for you?
Well, first of all, for people who are in our Patreon, I am uploading today a video of Maria and Mai's ghost investigation that we did in the two cemeteries, which was really fun. We did talk about that in the last episode, so like I'm not going to rehash it. But for those who are interested in watching it, that will be up by the time you're listening to this. And I've been doing spirit readings through my website, which has been really great. I've had a ton of really great conversations. But without saying whose reading it was, I had a reading recently that was very interesting because to me it was super confusing. And the person who I was doing a reading for was like, no, this makes perfect sense. They were trying to talk to a friend of theirs that was deceased or is deceased. They are still very much in the present deceased.
No, they're a zombie now. Cool.
Zombie. But Denver kept getting brought up. Uh-huh. They're from the East Coast.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was like,
Denver.
What's going on with Denver? I don't understand.
Can I say it's so weird when spirits say like this random out of pocket things? Because I'm not doing the spirit readings that you are doing, but I'm still like, it is a season. And just like the random like things, and you're like, does this mean anything? And the client's like, oh, yeah.
Well, it kept coming up, and I was bringing it up when it was coming up. Like, I was mentioning it, but I was very much like, what the fuck? What the fuck is this about? And finally, I was like, I don't really get what this whole Denver thing is. I don't know why it keeps getting brought up. Like, did they have connections to Denver? Like, do they have family that lives in Denver? I'm like, what's going on? And they, so part of how they know this person is they were, they owned a restaurant together.
Okay.
And apparently Denver cut steaks, whatever the fuck that is, it was like a big deal to this person. And I took it as, and they talked about it all the time, apparently. It was like a huge part of their business model or whatever. And I took it as confirmation for them that this was the right person. Mm-hmm. Like, we were speaking with the right person. But it was just one of those situations where it's so funny how spirits sometimes choose to communicate in, like, the most fucking bizarre ways.
Yes.
Like, it to me, it 100% felt like, oh, this is, once I knew that bit of information, it's like, okay, this is this person's way of letting you know that it's really them as a spirit that you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, the reader, I was like, what in the fuck is this about? I know you guys aren't from Denver. I know that he did not die in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Is this person's family in Denver? Is there something we need to be like? It was just so bizarre. And the client was like, oh, no, it's because of X, Y, and Z. Like, I've understood what's going on this whole time. I was like, okay, sure. Sure. Okay.
As a reader, it's always, well, not as just a reader, but like someone who works with guides, it's always weird, like saying these things out loud to a client that you're like, you know, you're like, you question yourself and you're like, should I say it? Like,
I also saw something on the internet, like speaking of like being a reader, that I wondered if other people knew, because the post in question was, the person said something to the effect of like, I am a psychic medium. I hear people saying things like spirit said, but what is spirit if not spirits, like ghosts, like what spirit? Who are you talking to? And I don't know if a lot of people know this. And maybe this is like obvious to everyone and they're going to go, yeah, I knew that, Robin. But when people say spirit told them, it is a synonym for God or
the divine. Like,
the divine, yeah. Like whoever follows you in your belief system.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is so tricky because spirits and spirit are so similar, and it's kind of like how two words can have multiple meanings, right? And that is what that means in that context. So I don't know. I wondered if people knew that.
Yeah, no. That makes sense. And yeah, I think that needs to be spoken about because people are like, spirit.
What is spirit? Spirit told me. Well, spirit is like a metaphor. It is a synonym in this case for God, for people who don't want to say God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it could literally be multiple gods too.
Yeah. And it could just also mean your guides. It's it's anything that isn't like, I am talking to grandma who is dead.
Yeah.
Like, honestly. There are instances that you are speaking with a very specific spirit.
Yeah.
But then there's also spirit, which is the great unknown.
Yeah. Maybe best way to, it's like messages from the liminal. You know.
Oh yeah, that's a nice way to word it.
Messages from the other side.
From the other side. From
and other side, especially if you're, you know, you've had cross your head witch in some aspects of your practice, like the, you know, the other side is literally like a lot of different things. It does represent deity. It represents going and visiting your guys. It represents the midworld. So it's like, it represents so many things. So any messages that come from that side, you could be like, oh, it's from spirit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all my ghost stories for today. What about you? Any more? Any more ghost stories,
although,
baby?
I will say that I'm very sad at your house that I did not meet Bob.
I'm sorry. I've never met Bob either.
I know.
If that makes you feel better. We've had conversations with Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Through, like, you know, different forms of communication. But that's the only time I've had any interaction with Bob. Bob has never just, like, been in my house.
So people know Bob was a previous owner to Robin's house.
Yeah, so this is actually, like, this crazy story. So the guy who built this house in the 60s, name was Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of Bob's life, Bob had Parkinson's.
Mm-hmm.
So Bob was known as Shaky Bob, okay? Which is so fucked up. Like, so horrible a name. And it was like a thing that everyone knew him as Shaky Bob. And so, and we, being me and the owner before me, did not know it was because he had Parkinson's until like years later. Okay. We just were like, oh, Shaky Bob, sure, why not? So they had like, their Wi-Fi was called Shaky Bob, and we named this skeleton in our house Shaky Bob. We didn't really think anything of it. And then I found out it was because he had Parkinson's. And I was like, yikes. Don't love that. I thought it was just like a nickname. Like, you know how like baseball players like have got like, oh, Bobby Walnuts. You know what I mean?
It's and very it's like, 80s, that, 90s that man's always to make walnuts. Fun of like, someone's ailments.
Right. So very like 80s, I didn't think 90s. Anything of it. And then when I found that out, I felt so bad. But yeah. So we had done an Estes session. I had a bunch of people from the Discord at my house for a little retreat over the summer. Mm-hmm. And we had done an Estes session in the backyard. And Bob showed up. Shaky Bob showed up. And I was like, while I have you, do you mind being called Shaky Bob? Like, are you, like, what is, are we good with that? Because it feels fucked. And he basically laughed at me and was like, of course I love that name. That's my name. Like, you're being ridiculous, sensitive. And so I was like, okay, well, I guess we'll keep calling you Shaky Bob.
Yeah.
But yeah, it insane. Felt like so disrespectful. And like, once I found that out, but I guess he was okay with it. So.
Yeah. But you guys really need to go and join our Patreon because Robin is going to be posting the video that we recorded for going to cemeteries.
As soon as we hang up from this, I am doing the final touches on that video and then I'm uploading it. So,
yeah. And Robin even talks to some relatives on it. So,
we do. Yeah. Some of which I did not expect to talk to and I was very confused by at first.
It was so loud, like in
but
definitely
it did
some part.
Lead my dad to go to the cemetery and like clean up that person's grave. And yeah, it was a whole thing. I ended up telling my mom about it. I did end up telling her about it. So not in full. I left out the whole dying thing. No spoilers.
Yeah. You guys should go listen.
Yes.
It's cuckoo bananas.
It is cuckoo bananas. That being said, although this was a very short episode this week, thank you so much for joining us for Coffee Talk. We hope to see you next week for our regular episodes. You can check out our website for links to our submission form or shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com or leave us a voicemail at 351-207-0799. You can tell us any ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics that you think the community would love to hear.
And as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify or whatever you are listening on. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, have a Spell of the Month box, and a Discord full fun events and people. Like, come join us. It's such a good time.
It is. Yes. All right. Well, bye.
Bye.